Are you stuck in a job, not a career? Wish you could get paid for doing what you love? Your Success Network is an online community that combines the strategies of the best-selling book, Secrets of the Young and Successful, with the proven science of online assessment. YSN connects over 1 billion young people in the workforce with opportunities to build a career with lasting happiness. For more information, visit YSN.com.
Join Jennifer Kuchel on the Global Opportunity Beat during Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, here on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. And just a reminder, our call-in line locally is 751-1041 or toll-free 877-544-2580. I also have email up in front of me, so change@thelarsongroup.com for those of you on Webstream. Well, I have to say that Jen Kuchel, welcome from Los Angeles. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, a little sleep deprived, but I'm good.
I was going to say, because of course, Jen and I exchanged some urgent emails late last night. Arizona does not change time, so we just pulled this up an hour on my friend here, who is already working 24/7, so beauty rest is really vital. So thanks a lot for letting us interrupt you.
As a woman, I'm getting scared about that concept.
Now, wait a second. You're only 35. You do not need to worry about these kind of things.
I know. And a ready concealer is my best friend.
And there you go. Absolutely. We can do it. And see, that's the beauty of being on radio. You can have a bad hair day and nobody knows about it.
I love it.
Well, Jen,
if I sound a little groggy this morning, it's very appropriate because not only do I have a work hangover from sleeping 4 hours and not getting enough sleep this week, but we're here today to talk about getting a conference hangover, which I have as well.
Exactly. And I think you coined that phrase on your blog this week. And, of course, we talked last week about the phenomenal round of conferences you had attended. So for the benefit of our listeners who maybe didn't catch the show, tell us what you've been up to, those conferences that you went back-to-back in.
No worries. I did 3 conferences in the past 2 weeks, and it wasn't just casually attending these things. It
right.
was all out doing everything you could possibly do at these events. So I started in, I'm based in Los Angeles. I started in Las Vegas for Blog World, which is the top conference of all the top bloggers, and they're talking about the state of the media industry and how it's changing. So then I went from there to New York for the Publicity Summit, where I met with about 50 or 100 top journalists, trying to understand how to better work with them and build relationships, and then went to Los Angeles, where I was supposed to go to the 140 conference, which is the Twitter conference, and I was also supposed to go to the women's conference, which Maria Shriver put on, but ended up at a huge author and speaker conference with about 100 New York Times bestselling authors. So it was one after the other after the other, and it was so funny. I actually made friends at the first that followed me to the second and third, or followed me to the second, and then I met them at the third, and we were in 3 cities together in a matter of days and built phenomenal friendships.
That's a great, since this is Pied Piper effect, or you're riding that wave, let alone that you had to make a decision, okay, which of these 3 dances should I go do once you got home-based in Los Angeles? Well, you're right. You know, going to conferences, you know, these are not casual things. You are on. And so all of your sensory nerves are flashing and firing, right?
Yeah.
And so,
whether you expect it or not, or you're a professional at conferences or not, it's really a very dynamic, incredible experience.
And so you wrote this fun blog then about the day after or the week after and coming down off of all this infusion of new knowledge and connections. And then how do you really take advantage and figure now what to do with all of that, right?
Oh, yeah. But also I think that, you know, the spin I put on the article was not just what a conference hangover is and why it happens, but I also was actually trying to encourage people to get one of their own. Mm-hmm. Because I know it sounds ludicrous, and I know that, you know, I write about young and successful and getting out there and doing, you know, crazy things with your life, but I think the reality is we don't take advantage as a society enough of great information conferences. And also, a lot of us who are in business of any age, oftentimes we go to these events and we really do it half-heartedly. We attend them because we have to or because, mm-hmm. you know, we really should be seen. But the reality is, regardless of where you are in your career, it's an extraordinary opportunity to really make sure you're staying on top of best practices, that you're networking with the key people, that you're staying current. And if you're out of work or you're in a transition point, your whole entire life can be changed at a conference if you really dig in and meet the right people.
And I tell you, it's not something that necessarily intentionally happens. It's a logical follow on. I can share an experience. I had the great pleasure being invited back in 1983, so I'm showing my age here, to represent General Motors Corporation at the Frankfurt International Auto Show. Had been blessed with knowing the language German, and so I was on the stand there for 2 weeks representing the company talking about the new Corvette. Now, one, I'm obviously passionate about the car, but, you know, to this day, here we are, 19, you know, in the age that we're in, that I still have that stack of business cards and invariably still touch base with people that I met in 1983, and obviously getting infused in the language, chose then at that point to make a very, you know, a la man right to go much more internationally than perhaps I would have before in the type of work that I did.
I love that. That's so cool. And you know what? As much as that experience was so unbelievable that you went to Germany, mm-hmm. I think the concept of holding on to business cards
Absolutely.
For 5, 10, 15, 20 years is not totally uncommon for a lot of people. And it's amazing how these people do come back into your life and they do resurface. And you build such relationships to a totally different level when you've had them, you know, around that long.
Well, in fact, we've talked about, of course, with Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, all the social media tools. You know, there's still something to be said about having a shared experience like you and your colleagues traipsing to 3 conventions, you know, in the 2-week period of time. Those are going to be connections and a trust that will evolve because of a shared activity, not just exchanging an email.
Well, okay, I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. I mentioned someone that I had, been in the 3 cities with. I very randomly, one night at Blog World, met this guy who's a huge, huge author who's coming out with an incredible book. He's known as the Goals Guy online. He's done unbelievable programs to help people, you know, really challenge themselves and follow their goals. High integrity, fabulous person. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have gotten the time of day from him beyond, like, a few minutes if I had met him at the conference. But we wound up going out with a whole group of people and wound up being out very, very late in Las Vegas. Not doing anything weird, but we wound up getting tickets to a show. And then the next day I saw him at the conference and we had this shared experience of being
exactly.
out really, really late. And we were laughing. And then I tell him about where I'm going in New York and he's going to be in New York, so he comes there. Then he tells me about the conference in L.A. I live here. We hooked up there. And then he introduced me to a whole world of people that some I had known and some that I never would have had access to.
I think that's really true. You know, it's really a challenge right now for a lot of people who are in the career shifting mode, that there's this conventional wisdom that really needs to be done away with, and that is sitting by your computer blindly, as much as research as you might do, posting for jobs on the internet ain't going to make it happen. It's now throwing yourself out there, meeting new people, and you know what? Just letting serendipity take you the way that it's going to take you.
It's so true. Just because we have these technologies like job boards where we can post our information and have people, you know, see us, it doesn't mean that they're not totally oversaturated at this point mm-hmm. and that there's not too much noise. The way that people get jobs these days, the way that they change careers is through relationships and connections, just like dating, just like every other significant relationship that you build. And you can't get stuck behind your computer. It's these dynamic, real in-person meetings and relationships that just change the game completely.
Absolutely. I'm coaching a young lady who's a high school senior, and hi, Danny. She probably is listening in today. And she has this dream of attending a certain school in a certain discipline and does not have the financial wherewithal right now to go make that happen. At least that's kind of one of the voices she's trying to uh-huh. quiet in her voice. And, you know, she wants to go into physical therapy related to sports medicine. And I said, well, you know, why don't you go out and just start calling up the professors at some of these lead institutions under the guise of a high school senior project on this career? And you know what? Nobody turns down an interview, as you and I know.
Yeah.
And to tap into that and then in a genuine way, obviously, look for the guidance and the suggestions on how she could fund that degree or what kind of intern she could take for it and so on. You know, I want you to share with the audience what you did at Blog World to gain access to people, right? I mean, you suddenly said,
yeah.
wow, look at all these neat things these guys are packing, right? So explain what you did.
It was awesome. I mean, well, let me just first say I do a lot of writing. I'm not a full-time journalist, but I write and blog a lot, and I do write for the Huffington Post, which is actually the biggest blog in the world. So when I was going to Blogworld, I said, maybe I should write an article while I'm there. So I got a media pass to go, which is great because that's a $1,000 pass. And I wanted to meet the top people, and I was going to write a roundup article, which I still have to do, on all the latest technology. But then I started thinking, I was watching the CEOs of all these big companies and these huge speakers on stage, and I started to get fascinated with what they were pulling out of their bags and the phones they were using and the videotapes that they were taking from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with a concept to do an article, or a video really, called What Are They Packing at Blogworld? And I got everyone from like the CEO of Technorati to New York Times bestselling author Chris Brogan, who wrote Trust Agents, to Hugh Hewitt, who's a huge, huge journalist. I got Don Lemon from CNN, and they all pulled out, you know, all their technology and showed us what they were carrying, and it was so cool. We put it up on Huffington Post and on YoungSuccessful.com and got a huge response. And now the biggest people in the industry are contacting me, and they're retweeting my articles. They're talking about it. And they all know who I am now. And now they're saying, are you going to do the same thing at PubCon next week? Because I'm going to Vegas for another technology conference.
And, you know, I'm laughing with you. But, you know, who knows 3 years from now, Jen, what you're having said, maybe I'll just go ask them, could lead you. It's like for me here today, as I mentioned on the air, this is my 150th radio show. The way this happened was I was sitting there. I said, you know, I think I'm asking myself the wrong question. Not how do I find clients, but how do clients find me? And then secondly, I jokingly told someone when they said, you know, if I could just sit in a coffee shop and talk to people all day long, I'd be quite the millionaire. And I jokingly retorted, yeah, that's like me. I could talk on the phone all day long. My husband then walks into the house and said, hey, they're advertising on the radio. Bring us your idea. We'll put you on the air. He says, you could do that. And I said, you know, I could. And then this other voice says, no, where'd that come from? You've never done radio. But to your point, I said, why not? I'll give it a try. February 2008, and here we are, Jen, you and I today, 150 shows.
I love it. Thank God for that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so I'm suggesting to you, okay, what are you packing, boys? Who knows what entree that would be? And to our listeners, again, this idea of, you know, letting some of your natural attributes come out, like we talked about with Josh Miller right before you. That's what you're doing. You're being Jen. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not, you couldn't go to a conference and just sit off to the side and take notes. It just wouldn't work, right?
I couldn't. And you know what? I got to say, too, when you said the spark and being, you know, the special you, mm-hmm. I've gotten such an unbelievable response from friends and people and even some, like, celebrities and everything about what I did there. And it wasn't intended for that. I just thought
it would
be cool, and I thought it would be neat, and I'd meet all these people. But I got the founder of one of the biggest companies in the world, who's a, you know, an old friend of mine, to contact me and say, you have such an unbelievable personality. I wish I had a television network I could put you on. I got another huge television anchor who said, this is unbelievable what you're doing. Keep that fire. Keep that spark. Yeah. I mean, and it was such an outpouring of love and validation for me personally that it helped me get to a different place mentally, and especially in this economy. We all need to be in a nice, positive, you know, proactive place. So it validated for me that, yeah, I do have something special when I go out and interview people, and people do want to see what I have to produce. And, you know, personally, for my own career, that's important.
I think that's a brilliant thought. You're absolutely right. And in some regards, it's a humbling experience to go through that. It's like you and I having talked about last week on, you know, will the real expert please stand up? And, you know, the first time you at a relatively young age got referenced as a guru in the topic and the expertise of knowing so much about young people, it kind of makes you stop in your tracks, you know, humble it down and say, okay, I've got to make sure I stay on point. And so that means staying in a learning mode and being out there and engaged with other people.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Let me just mention for 2 seconds. One of the things I'm trying to do at Young and Successful right now at youngandsuccessful.com is really build a lot of content around building more substance around yourself and your career and your professional identity and changing your mind frame to get more excited, get more, you know, ambitious. I think this is just such a good set of messages, but I'm even looking at how to build products, to be honest, around really digging into different topics like this conference hangover concept. Because I see a lot of people, they spend a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy to go to conferences, but I don't think they max out their ROI, their return on investment.
You got it.
And it's critical that if we're going to go spend all this money, or God forbid, exhibit, we have to get benefit out of that. And we really can push ourselves so much further. And thus the conference hangover. I'm not trying to get people sick. I think, you know what, we don't have opportunities like this every day. So go all out. And if you have to spend a day in bed recouping, so be it.
That's right. And just make sure that if you've got an interview scheduled the next morning, you get the time zone right.
Yeah, or that you have the natural energy to pull yourself together.
That's right. Well, Jen, I request as a good friend and colleague now that you do keep your feet up a little bit today and don't go slamming right back into 24/7. But it's, as always, a pleasure. Jennifer Cashel from YSN.com, as well as youngandsuccessful.com, for Jen's really entertaining and insightful blogging. Have a great day, Jen. Thanks again. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Sara. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Are you stuck in a job, not a career? Wish you could get paid for doing what you love? Your Success Network is an online community that combines the strategies of the best-selling book, Secrets of the Young and Successful, with the proven science of online assessment. YSN connects over 1 billion young people in the workforce with opportunities to build a career with lasting happiness. For more information, visit YSN.com.